Just think for a minute. I don't know how many of you have ever seen those bracelets with WWJD on them. What would Jesus do? And on one level, it's sort of a good idea. You know, every time you look at your wrist, your eyes, presumably, your spiritual eyes are supposed to focus on Jesus. But when you think about it, it's actually really bad advice. It's really bad advice. Let's say it's you standing on the side of a lake. And you look out over the lake. And you see some friends of yours in a dinghy or in a canoe. And the swell's getting up and they're in real trouble. What should you do? Well, you should dial 911 for the Coast Guard. But you look down at your wrist and you see WWJD. What are you going to do? Well, I know just what Jesus would do in this situation. Jesus would walk out on this stormy lake, get in the canoe and calm the waters down. If you follow that, you're going to drown. If you do what Jesus does in that situation, you're going to drown. And that, of course, is because the gospel is not a question of looking at Jesus, seeing him as an example of how to live your life, and following that example. That's not the gospel at all. The gospel is human beings are in a real crisis situation because they've fallen. They're in rebellion against God. And the gospel is that God himself has come and intervened in that situation in order to sort it out. The gospel is not a set of rules or guidelines that allow you to live your life wisely. The gospel is the story of the intervention of God in Christ on behalf of those who are in rebellion against God. Go back to what we said this morning. The gospel is that the Lord looks out and sees that people are like sheep without a shepherd. So he himself becomes the great shepherd of the people. The shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. We may think we know that. But when you go home this evening and look at your Christian bookshelf, maybe you've got a shelf at home of Christian books you bought, and look at the titles. Look at the titles of those books and ask how many of those titles are actually gospel titles and how many titles are actually technique titles.